And we're back on Hockey Prospect Radio in Hour 2. We're going to flip over and we're going to talk about the Carolina Hurricanes prospects. So we're happy to bring in their Director of Amateur Scouting, Tony McDonald. And Tony, thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Glad to be here, guys.
Well, Tony, you know, you're one of the intriguing teams at the draft that Russ and I always are curious to see who you guys take. You have a really small, tight-knit scouting staff, probably arguably the smallest staff in the NHL. So I'm always amazed that you guys cover as much ground as you do. So when you do take certain players, they're not just strictly North American. They're spread out everywhere. So kudos to you guys. You must be racking up the air miles.
Yeah, we sure do. It's a big job, as you guys know, and there's a lot of ground to cover, but we try our best to do all the due diligence we can on all of the players that we draft.
Absolutely. One of the first guys we want to ask you about is your first-round pick last year, 7th overall, in Hayden Fleury, defenseman out of Red Deer. And, you know, I got a chance to watch him, quite a bit the last couple of years. And was there any aspect of his game particularly that made you think this was a guy that we think is one of the top defensemen in this overall class and his game could translate into the NHL potentially as a top pairing defenseman?
Well, you know, particularly, I guess, his skating, Hayden is a very good skater. He's a big man and, you know, he moves the puck very well. He had a very good under 18 tournament last year in Europe and, finished strong. I think he was chosen as the best defenseman in that tournament, which put him in pretty good company. But, you know, we like his size. We like the skating, his ability to move the puck. He has become, we wanted him to be a little harder to play against, going forward. And I think he has done that this year. He hasn't racked up impressive numbers yet in terms of offensive production in Red Deer, but he's paying, more attention to detail, more attention to playing defense, and being a little bit more physical. And we're quite happy with that, with his progress. And we hope that he gets some consideration for a spot on the World Junior team, which will do a lot to further enhance his development.
Yeah, I think you'd have to definitely consider him. I had him as the second best defenseman in the draft, and that's where he went. And he was just a guy that, we invited him on our radio show, and when he came by, he was even bigger than I thought he was. Like, I'd seen him even the day before, but in Jersey, in the Carolina jersey, he looked even bigger. But I love his toughness. I love his ability to play in all situations. And he's just, to me, an intriguing guy because of the size and because of the speed. I think down the line, you've got a hell of a pick here.
Yeah, we think so. We're quite pleased with him, and we did a lot of research, a lot of work on him right back to his days at Notre Dame, and mm-hmm. We talked to a lot of people, and he had certainly has a lot of support. He's a solid citizen, a solid individual kid, and the thing with Hayden is I don't think he yet really understands how good he might be able to be, and that's sometimes a good thing. But he's certainly ready to take direction and do everything he can in his power to be a good NHL defenseman down the road.
Tony, do you think Hayden is one of those players where he'll actually improve, maybe not dramatically, but improve significantly once he starts playing with other pro players that are a higher skill set? Because sometimes we see players that don't quite pump out the offensive potential that they do because they see the play and they think the game so fast and they put the puck into positions where their teammates weren't expecting or not ready for, and sometimes plays die because of that. I think Hayden sometimes is in that position where when he gets with some NHL forwards and other NHL defensemen that his game will flourish even more so?
Yeah, we think so. You could see that in training camp and in the exhibition games that he got a chance to play in, and it was certainly challenging, but he was able to handle, the game from a physical perspective. And, his ability to move the puck to good spots at the right times, really, really stood out. I think you're quite right. I mean, as he moves up and as he becomes a pro, I think he will become a more effective player. You know, he had reasonably good numbers, production wise last year. With Red Deer, they had a little more of an offensive group last year, and that always helps a defenseman. This year, they're a little more challenged in that respect, and so his numbers will be reflected in that regard. But we think that overall he's going to be a guy that contribute both on both sides of the puck, offensively and defensively.
Well, Tony, I'm pretty sure at the beginning of next season, when you're getting into training camp, that the Red Deer Rebels are going to be patiently waiting for you to send him back, because they're going to be hosting the Memorial Cup, and he's going to be their number one defenseman. So although they don't wish him, of course they're going to wish him success and hope he makes the NHL. They're just hoping it takes an extra year slower than maybe it may happen, because this is a guy who might be able to make that jump a little bit earlier.
Yeah, he certainly wasn't he wasn't ready this year, and we knew that. He wasn't ready to play in the NHL. He's still developing, and it's a work in progress. And what we want him to do is improve incrementally and get better and better in all aspects of the game. And he's in the right place with Brent Sutter, behind the bench. Brent is a pretty demanding coach, and he'll get the most out of Hayden. So yes, come next year at this time, we hope that he'll be knocking on the door, and we'll see what happens.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're talking about the Carolina Hurricanes prospect with their director of amateur scouting, Tony McDonald. And Tony, I want to ask you about one of your goaltenders in Alex Nedeljkovic. This is a guy that Russ and I talked a lot about. There's a couple goaltenders in this draft class that we thought deserved consideration in the first round, and Alex was one of them. Were you happy to see him sitting at that 37th spot? Because both Russ and I said I wouldn't be terribly shocked that he gets picked at the end of the first round, because he seems to be one of those goaltenders that comes up with the big clutch save and just shows great poise when he's under fire.
Absolutely. I think it was 37th or whatever. Like, there was a run of goaltenders, mm-hmm. and, the three guys went, pretty well. And we had those, the three of them grouped together, and Alex was the guy we wanted. We were, quite pleased that he was there for us when we were able to make that pick. And, we feel that he's got, he's a tremendous competitor. His record in Plymouth this year isn't quite as good as I think he would like to be. And they've been struggling a little bit in the early going here, but they're going to have a pretty good team, later on as they get it all together and get all their guys back from injury. So, Alex will be, play a big part of that. We feel that, he's one of the front runners for a spot on the U.S. National Junior Team. Hopefully he'll be able to step in and be one of the two goaltenders that they take to the World Junior Championship. And, once again, that kind of exposure will help Alex. But we think he's up to the task, and we feel that he's a goaltender that's going to be able to play in the NHL for us down the road.
Yeah, I really liked him. I thought he had first-round talent. He's a guy that could really stand tall when his team's shorthanded. He has good urgency. I like covers it up the puck quickly. He's got an excellent stick, clears it well, good post-to-post speed. I've watched him play indoors, and I've watched him play outdoors, and he was good every time.
Yeah, he's got great athletic ability. And Alex was really, really, had an outstanding year in his underage year, and that really put him on the radar for a lot of teams, and continued that development next year. But yes, all of those things that you just cited, he's very strong in all those areas, and we feel that he's going to continue to improve and get better.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're talking with Tony McDonald, director of amateur scouting for the Carolina Hurricanes. And Tony, I want to talk about another guy that you guys have in your system in Brock McGinn. You know, is a guy that I got to watch quite a bit with the Guelph Storm. And, you know, for a guy that's only 5'11 and he's probably about 190 pounds, plays a real hard-nosed, like, in-your-face game and does his best work, you know, below the circles in the offensive zone and just, you know, grinds things out and is, an absolute pest to play against. And I talked to his opponents, and they just they can't stand him. They'd love to have him on his team, but they want to hit him. And it sort of doesn't surprise you he plays that way, and considering who his coach was and where his coach played as well.
Oh, that's absolutely right. And you know, one good thing about Brock, like Brock had, he was a player that over his OHL career, and, you know, in his first year and in his draft year, he had the injury, an escape point injury, and that sent him back, and he was, you know, maybe a little bit underexposed to some teams, but. You know, we love what he brings to the table as a competitor and as a player. He had a great season. You know, offensively, he scored a lot. But the thing about Brock, and, you know, just in talking to Jeff Daniels recently, you know, on his game in Charlotte, you know, he's starting to get it going offensively now a little more. They were struggling to score early on. But Brock, even when he's not scoring, he has an impact on the game. He finds ways to contribute, even if he's not putting the puck in the net, because he's such a tough, hard. He is a hard player to play against. And like you're right, you know, your opponents, you know, they certainly respect what he does out there. And he's a guy that when he's out on the ice, you have to keep your head up because you never know when he'll lay a heavy shot on you.
Yeah, and he's also a good skater. He has good instincts, and he really presents the stick well, and that does get some of his goals. And then yeah, the toughness is a McGinn thing. Like, I've seen that in Philly with his brother, and so, yep, he fits that.
Yeah, he's preceded by the two brothers, and so he has a good idea of what it's all about. You know, he comes from a hockey family and, you know, great parents, and they've always been very supportive. And, you know, we think that Brock is, you know, he probably needs this year in Charlotte to learn the pro game. But, you know, we think he'll be ready to challenge for a spot in the NHL in a year's time.
Yeah, Tony, one of the things that really impressed me about Brock's game is his effectiveness of being, you know, F1 and going. Like, I think he takes really smart angles on the forecheck and forces D-men to move the puck faster than they want. And, you know, by the third period, they're hearing the footsteps from him. Because they know if they hold up a little bit, he's going to come in with the body. And I think he, you know, causes more turnovers than some people give credit for. And you think that's, you know, an attribute that's going to really help him in the pro game?
Absolutely. I mean, he takes good routes to the puck. He's very smart. He always gets a good checking angle. And when he finishes people on the wall, like, he explodes through the check. Sometimes surprising given the size. He's not as big as the brothers, but, you know, with his skating and his balance and the power that he has when he finishes people on the wall, I mean, he really, when he hits people, he hurts. And, you know, that's one of the things that he brings to the table that's, you know, pretty intriguing.
You know, when you get a chance, your management staff gets a chance to see him play, is there... Does he remind you guys a little bit of Scott Walker in the way he plays and that sort of gritty tenacity and that spontaneous sort of goal scoring that you can get out of him?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, Scott has had a pretty good influence on Brock, and, you know, Brock took a lot out of, you know, took a lot from his time with Walks, and, you know, he's helped him a lot and, you know, got him on the right path in terms of, you know, giving him some insight in what it takes to be a good pro. And, you know, they're, you know, sort of along the same lines in terms of build and the type of game that they play. So certainly, you know, that influence, you know, you could see that in Brock, Scotty's influence.
Well, we're going to take a quick break on Hockey Prospect Radio. When we come back, we're going to have more Carolina Hurricanes prospect talk right after these important messages. Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. Brought to you by Power Scout Hockey. Serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're continuing to talk about the Carolina Hurricanes prospects with their director of amateur scouting, Tony McDonald. And Tony, let's chat about another goaltender that you guys have in your system. I found him kind of intriguing as a goaltender when I saw him with the Oshawa Generals and Daniel Altschuler. And I know you guys have a lot of goaltenders in your stable, so that's one of the things is where sometimes guys have to go down and play in the East Coast League. And what are your thoughts on Daniel Altschuler's, like, the last, you know, year that he had in Oshawa? Because I thought he began to become the starter that I think you guys envisioned him to be when you drafted him third round in 2012.
Absolutely. You know, Daniel played a lot in Oshawa. He was a big part of their team, a big part of their success last year. They weren't quite able to get over the hump at the end. Couldn't get by North Bay, but you know, Daniel had a very good year, put up real good numbers, and you know, he won 31 games, so he was one of the winningest goalies in the CHL over the last two seasons. You know, I think he had seasons of 36 and 31 wins, you know, respectively, and you know, those are pretty good numbers. He's a big man. You know, Daniel competes pretty hard. He's a very smart kid. He understands the game very well. He's down in Florida. You know, we wanted him to play a little bit more. He hasn't played as much as we would like him to play in Florida so far yet. But, you know, their other guy has been on a real roll there, and so that's the way goaltending goes sometimes. But we didn't want him to sort of languish on the bench in Charlotte all year. We wanted him to get a chance to play, and there's a lot of goalies that started in the East Coast League, and you know, we feel that Daniel is, you know, he's got a lot of upside. He's an intelligent young man who knows how to play the game. There's some refinements to his game that need some tweaking, some things that need some work, and you know, we're getting some good information from our goaltending people down there that he's working on that. So, you know, we're quite happy with the track that Daniel's on. We think that he's got a chance, you know, to develop into an NHL goaltender over the next two or three seasons. It's gonna take some time, but he's got the physical attributes and the tools and the talent and the desire to be a player that he needs an NHL goaltender needs to have.
Yeah, Jonathan Quick was one of those East Coast hockey goaltenders, so yeah, pretty good. I like Daniel a lot. I think he's got a high hockey IQ, can make a first great save and get up and make another. He's capable of making multiple saves, which is good. He could stop like that top high backhand sometimes, which is very hard with the glove, and even when he's down and out, can sort of make that terrific save, and so I think he's got a lot of great attributes.
Absolutely, I agree with all of that, and you know, he's a big man. That, you know, the one thing that Daniel can probably work on is to maximize that size. You know, he doesn't always use it to advantage, but like you say, he can make some pretty impressive, spectacular saves by times. And you know, once he learns how to use that, how to maximize that size, you know, he's a pretty tough guy to beat because he doesn't give you much net to look at when you're coming in.
No, Tony, that's one of the things I noticed is that he's a big guy. He had a few little holes on occasion. Like, he was just inconsistent in that area underneath his arms. And, you know, he would sit back in the crease a little bit farther than probably, I think, you know, even his coaching staff in Oshawa wanted him to do. And he tracks out a little bit more and tightens those arms in. And you're right, he looks like a brick wall. When you're 6'4 and you're over 200 pounds, that doesn't give shooters a lot to look at, and can be intimidating for a shooter because they end up starting to go high. And then, they just completely miss the net. So, I agree with you, if he cleans up a few things in his game, there's a lot of other things to like about him because big guys that are athletic are really hard to find.
Yes, they are. And, you know, we've got, as you say, we got another big goaltender in Olsen, in the stable as well. And, you know, we're, you know, we're pretty happy with our, you know, all three guys now, and you know, with Ned leading the way right now. So we're, you know, we think we're in pretty good shape for, you know, for the future in goaltending. And you know, Cam Ward seems to have his game back on track, and so everything looks good from a goaltending perspective, at least in Hurricane Land at the moment.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're talking about the Carolina Hurricanes prospects with their director of amateur scouting, Tony McDonald. And Tony, I want to talk about a third-round pick of yours in 2013, and Brett Pess. And that's one of the things. Like, sometimes when you get guys that are drafted in the third round, fourth rounds, they don't get the publicity of the other guys, especially when they go off to college and they're sort of hidden from the view. You know, this is a guy who's played. This is going into his third year at the University of New Hampshire. Big guy, like 6'3", starting to put on a lot of weight. What really intrigued you with him in his freshman year at the University of New Hampshire that, you know, thought, you know, this is a guy I think we really have to take?
Well, you know, when he was at UNH, you know, one of the things, like Brett played a lot. He played in, you know, in a lot of defensive situations. He was used as a shutdown guy, and, you know, he was a bona fide freshman. And, you know, as you know now, a lot of the freshmen coming in, you know, to play D1 college hockey, a lot of the guys are, you know, 20 years old, even 21 sometimes. And, you know, Brett came in as a young player and got a lot of ice in a program that doesn't lend itself, doesn't usually have freshmen playing a lot. And, you know, he had a very good year. He did a great job as a defensive shutdown guy. Last year he bumped it up, and, you know, I think he put up 18 or 20 points, you know, and became a more of a two-way guy, contributing, you know, on both sides of the puck last year. And, you know, he started to get some power play time, and you know, we at the prospects camp in the summertime in July, he really, you know, we really liked his game and liked the progress that he made, and, you know, to the point where, you know, we feel that, you know, certainly after this season, you know, with his dedication to training and, you know, his desire to become a better player and the progress that he's made, you know, we feel that he'll be ready to go in another year.
Yeah, and Shane, he once played for a team called the Jersey Hitmen. I mean, it sort of reminds me of the Sopranos. That's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one thing I noticed about Brett's game when I was watching a couple games on film of him recently is that for a guy who has to defend against, like, top-end players, he never takes needless penalties. And the reason I sort of stood out to me is I just thought for a young defenseman at the age of 20, Tony's defensive habits were really good in terms of, like, and Russ and I talk about it, like, just being on the right side of the puck and controlling the gap and getting a stick in lanes and taking away time and space. And you don't have to pound a guy, but he leans on a guy just to box him out. And were there some of the things that you guys have been really pleased with over the last year?
Well, for sure. And I think, you know, a lot of credit, you know, goes to the UNH coaching staff. You know, they demand that their players be disciplined, and, you know, they demand that they play the right way defensively and play the game the right way. And, you know, Brett has benefited from that. And, you know, you're right. He's very disciplined out there. He's very smart. He knows how to do all of those little things that allow you to be a better, you know, player defensively. And, you know, he's also, you know, at the same time, been able to make strides, you know, with his offensive game. So, you know, we feel now that, you know, he's a pretty well-balanced player in terms of, you know, playing with and without the puck. He has a lot to offer, as well as, you know, he's a big man, and he's only going to get bigger and stronger, and he's pretty dedicated to being the best player that he can be, and he's going to get stronger and bigger and more physical as time goes on.
Yeah, that's one of the things I'm really interested to see how he continues to develop. Tony, one of the last guys we want to talk to you about before we let you go is another defenseman. However, this one's just a tad more rambunctious than Brett, and that's Keegan Lowe, who you guys took in the third round. And I got a chance to see him play, you know, for 4 years at the with the Edmonton Oil Kings, and he was a pretty big contributor in terms of racking up the points and playing a tough, honest, you know, meat and potatoes like type of game. And he's continued to do that at the American Hockey League as well. And what are your thoughts on how he came in last year as a rookie in the first few games, 15 games so far this year?
Well, yeah, I know. You know, Keegan is a work in progress. You know, if there's one thing about Keegan, that like he's such a determined kid and he's a tremendous competitor. He's still, you know, got a ways to go in terms of defending at the American Hockey League level, but he is always a tough competitor, always a very hard guy to play against. He makes people pay the price. You know, there's some offensive dimension to Keegan's game as well. He's making progress, and you know, we think that he's going to get there in time. Like Keegan will, he's one of those players that will find a way. And you're right. I mean, he's a, you know, rambunctious is a good word to describe Keegan, but now he's also learning how to direct that energy in a more useful fashion now. Like sometimes, you know, like in the past, he would, you know, be looking for the big hit, maybe get out of position, maybe be a little bit over aggressive in the wrong areas of the ice. He's learning how to play a more controlled game, and yet, you know, maintaining that physical edge that he brings to the table. So, you know, we're pretty happy with the progress that Keegan is making, and you know, he's going to find a way to get to the National Hockey League eventually.
Yeah, I like his play along the wall. He uses his body. He strips the pucks pretty well, willing to block shots, and pretty good on the PK, too.
Yeah, he is. And you know, he's you know, a guy that, you know, you never want to take him out of your lineup because of what he brings to the table. And, the, you know, he's got that tremendous attitude, and, you know, he's a very positive guy, and, like, he'll do whatever it takes. Like, he'll block shots. He'll do whatever he has to do in order to make a play, and he'll take a hit to make a play. And if he has to step up and spark the team by getting physically engaged with someone on the other team and having a scrap, he's prepared to do that. So he's you know, the ideal team player in you know, in the final analysis.
Well, Tony, I want to thank you very much for coming on our show. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you at the rink.
Good talking to you guys. Thanks a lot.
That's Tony McDonald, Director of Amateur Scouting for the Carolina Hurricanes. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more prospect talk right after these important messages.
HockeyProspect.com provides extensive NHL draft coverage. HockeyProspect.com acts like a 31st NHL team. They travel the globe, scouting prospects in all the major junior leagues and in international events. Their scouts produce scouting reports which are included in their annual NHL Draft Black Book publication. HockeyProspect.com is a widely respected source for independent scouting services and draft publications. Visit HockeyProspect.com today.